It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us. My next guest is a Baltimore-based author who's just published her fourth novel. Jessica Anya Blau has set this one in an elite private school in Massachusetts, where the protagonist, Lexi James, works as a counselor. Lexi has overcome more than a few hard knocks, and she's engaged to a great guy, and she likes her job. And then, to put it mildly, stuff happens. The book is called The Trouble with Lexi, and Jessica Anya Blau joins me in the studio. Hey, Jessica, good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
So tell me about Lexi. What attracts Lexi to you?
I mean, she makes some huge mistakes, massive mistakes, but I think the thing that attracts me to her is that we all make mistakes, and the best people I know have made massive mistakes. So I think she's human, and I think in a way we all have to look at ourselves and think that everything is possible, the good and the bad for all of us.
Is she based on anyone in particular?
Maybe me, but I haven't done some of the things she's done. I've certainly thought about them, and I tend to imagine the worst in every situation. I always think I'm about to die. I can't get in the car without thinking I'm about to get hit by another car. But I think my neuroses has prevented me from getting into too much trouble, and it doesn't stop her.
That's interesting because, you know, often writers do write semi-autobiographically. I mean, your first novel called The Summer of Naked Swim Parties,
right,
that had a lot to do with your childhood and
right.
stuff. I was a little scared to think that this might be autobiographical, but partly because there's a lot of sex in this book.
Right. But, you know, I mean, I have had sex. You probably have
too. Good for
you.
Yeah, once or twice. Yeah.
The book came out yesterday, so I haven't heard too many reactions yet. But the few reactions I've heard already, people are talking about the sex. And I actually didn't realize that there was a lot of sex in
it. Well, it's not like you're describing every caress or anything. But you know, I quit smoking 30 years ago. And reading this book, I wanted to just lean back and look at the ceiling and have a few puffs, you know, on many occasions. So, but we learn something about people when we sort of know what they've got on their mind. And Lexi has sex on her mind from the first sentence of the first chapter.
Right. And also when we see people have sex, I mean, as you said, there's not a play-by-play.
I don't see a whole lot of people having sex. Just to be, I mean, when we read about people having sex.
Right. And when we go into their internal lives, I mean, the sex scenes are really, you're seeing it from inside her mind. I mean, it's what she's thinking and how she's processing it. You're not seeing the play-by-play of what goes where or what body part is where.
Right.
And so I think when you put someone in a situation like that, when you take off their clothes and then even push them against another human, you see who they authentically are, or you see their internal life. Like, you can't be faking it with yourself.
Jessica Anya Blau, her new book is called The Trouble with Lexi. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. You set this in a private school in Massachusetts that has some Baltimore names attached to it. I wonder, is a private school with a bunch of sort of rich white kids, is that a setting that's rife with intrigue and, you know,
absolutely
stuff going on?
Yeah. I mean, I think when people are living together and they eat their meals together and they sleep under the same roof, you have drama. I mean, look at a family. And a private school is sort of a family, but with people from all over the place. And in this private school, it's people from all over the world.
The first book that you pitched, the one I just mentioned, The Summer of Naked Swim Parties,
right,
you told a great story when you were first on the show about how you sort of came up with the title before you came up with the book. And you pitched this to an agent, and the agent said, oh, that sounds great.
Right.
And then you had to race home and write
chapter. Yeah, it's true.
All four of your books now, or all three at least, I mean, maybe not this one, but the first three have been optioned for television and movies.
Right.
And there's such a great writer community here in Baltimore, and you're very much a part of that. That's something that all of these writers around here and everywhere really aspire to. What do you think it has been the magic touch for you to be able to market these past just the book form?
I don't really know. Maybe it's because they are very autobiographical. The second one is entirely autobiography. The first one is based on it. And the third one is when I was a student at Berkeley and I happened to end up working for a cocaine dealer accidentally. I didn't want to be working for a cocaine dealer.
These things happen.
Right, but I was. And this one is the most not autobiographical, except for emotionally, in her core, she's me.
Do you write them cinematographically? I mean, do you write them thinking, oh, this would be a great scene in a movie?
The way I write is I see a movie in my head and I write down what I'm seeing. So I'm seeing it happen in my head. I'm talking out loud the entire time I write. I'm saying the dialogue out loud. I'm saying every character. I'm doing their voices. And I see it running like a movie. And I do gestures, too. I mean, if my husband's around, he's constantly looking at me and laughing because if I'm having a character do a gesture, I do the gesture as I'm typing it. So I'm sort of inhabiting the people and acting it out.
Are you a plot grapher? Or did you start with Lexi? Here's this person. She's, you know, in her early 30s. She's teaching this private school. She's a counselor. Do you say, okay, what would that kind of person do, you know, in the course of a day, a week, a month?
No, I start with the person, and I usually start with them at a moment of crisis. I mean, the first book, it was keyed by a memory I had as a little kid, watching my parents at a naked swim party and one of their friends jumping on the diving board naked. And I was a little kid, and seeing that was like,
that would be seared into the imagination of any young child.
It was
terrible. Doesn't sound good.
It was terrible. It was like things are flying, and it was like, what? So that book just started from that single memory. And the next one, my mother had a heart attack and was supposed to die. And the next one started from the single memory of being in the hospital room with my brother and my sister and my dad. And we were laughing so hard we were crying. And you know, and she was supposed to die. But she's a very funny woman. And with this book, it actually came from a story somebody told me at a reading I did in Washington, D.C. You know how Washington is. They had all this security there. And he said, we have somebody who just came out of prison. We're a little concerned, but we're on it. And we have people following him. We're going to be on him right away. And so then, you know, I'm at this event with all these dressed up Washington people. And somebody comes up and says, I think that's him over there. And they're showing me a mugshot of a guy kind of beat up and the person over there. And I looked at the guy over there and he looked just like Ryan Gosling. I mean, this guy was incredible looking, and he's in this suit, and he looked like a movie star. And I thought, that's the guy that just got out of prison? I thought, well, I have to talk to him. Like, why? You know, I mean, not that you can't go to prison when you're good looking. I'm sure it's filled with great looking people. But it did make him an interesting person.
And the whole thing about, you know, you never know who's incarcerated or for what reasons.
And you don't know people's backstories. You can't look at somebody. You don't know their internal life.
And so you saw a handsome ex-convict.
A handsome guy who just got out of prison. Right, who chose to pay money to hear me talk at a dinner in D.C. So I went talking to him, and I thought,
if you don't get a book out of that, you won't get a book out of anything.
But I thought, I have to find out why he's in prison. So I, you know, I tried to get to it, and eventually he did tell me. And the reason he was in prison is he was addicted to drugs, and he went and he stole drugs. But the problem was he took the drugs in the house where he stole them, and he fell asleep on the bed where he stole the drugs. And just that image alone started this book.
Yeah, that's the very first page of the book, essentially. Yeah, that's
right.
All right. Well, I hope your life continues to be as eventful as it is so that you can have a fifth, sixth, and seventh novel. Always good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Jessica Anya Blau, her latest novel is called The Trouble with Lexi. She'll be appearing tonight at the Enoch Pratt Library along with fellow Baltimore author Matthew Norman. He'll be speaking about his new novel, We're All Damaged. That event starts at 6:30. We'll have a link to details on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. That's it for us today. Coming up Friday, a conversation about the Baltimore City budget with City Council members Helen Holton and Brandon Scott and our movie mavens, Jed Dietz and Ann Hornaday. Get us up to speed on summer movies, particularly the ones that are being released to counter the summer blockbusters. That's all coming up Friday morning on Maryland Morning. Until then, for Nathan Sterner and the entire Maryland Morning team, I'm Tom Hall. Garrison Keillor's up next with the Writer's Almanac. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.